So you gotta stop panicking. Stop panicking and stop acting like you don't know your Jesus. If he said it, it's true. Agree with him and stand on it. You may not be as strong as you're not as strong, because anytime you start out in something, you're not as strong as you're going to be as you walk in it. I remember the first time I tried to drive. My mind, show you how, you know, how, anyway, whatever. My mind was thinking, put it to the floor. And you ain't got but just a hay field to drive in. What you gonna do? I got ready to turn that thing. It was wound up, man, knocked that post out of the ground. I didn't think about that. See, I was just thinking about putting it in the floor. So you have to learn how to walk in this and how to control. This is true. When you release your faith, and once you do it, I remember the first time, and boy, and the devil, he gave me around. Because when I first heard him, see, when I hear something, I'm after it. And I heard about healing, and boy, and that flu jumped on me, and boy, I was trying to believe I'm healed, and I was sniffing and snuffing and snotting and going on, you know, coughing, going on. And he was beating over me, and I didn't know what to do, because I didn't have much word. But he messed up, I finally opened up my Bible and began to read, and it got in my heart. I don't do flus and cold. My body's off limit to it. Amen. But I remember what a fight it was when I first started. Woo! I was saying, see, it didn't work. And I was agreeing with him like a dummy, because I didn't know any better. But it was working all the time. I just didn't know it. But I finally got to the place where the light came on. I said, you lying devil, you. I finally got to the place where there was some light and I could see it. I mean, you get that mess out of here. My body don't belongs to you. Hallelujah. And see, when you do it, and this is how you know, you have peace about it. You're not troubled about it. You're not worried. You're not troubling your spirit. You're not worried trying to figure out how you're going to make it. Everything you do, my brother and sister, do it by faith. Develop your faith. You got faith. You born again. God dealt to you the measure of faith. Hallelujah. Give me that next verse on the John 8, 32. Give me 36. Hallelujah. So he said in 32, you shall know what? The truth, and the truth will do what? And 36 said, if the Son therefore what? Shall make you free, you are what? Who hath delivered us from this present evil world. What? Gave himself for our sin that he might deliver from this present evil world. You've been delivered from this present evil world. Not talking about the earth and the planet earth and that. I'm talking about the world of darkness. You've been delivered. I've been delivered. We've been delivered from that world. We do not belong to that world. So stand your ground, because Satan tried to pull you in darkness. I don't know if I have time, but I'm going to take a shot at it. Hallelujah. And I want you to listen. And if you can go ahead and put it up, Romans 8:31. In the Passion Translation. I want to read this. Romans 8:31. He said, and it says, so what does all this mean? If God has determined to stand with us, tell me, who then could ever stand against us? You know anybody? For God has proved his love by giving us his greatest treasure, the gift of his son. And since God freely offered him up as a sacrifice for us all, he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give. Did you hear that? If God gave up his son for us, for all of us, he certainly would not hold anything else. Who then would dare to accuse those whom God has chosen to, in his love to be his? God himself is the judge who has issued his final verdict over them. What is the verdict? See that? See, Satan will tell you, you're guilty of this. God issued the verdict. You're not guilty. You sick. No, I'm not guilty. You broke. Not guilty. You crazy. Not guilty. I'm just not guilty. I've been set free. What you trying to tell me, I'm not guilty of. And when I do miss it, 1 John 1:9 said, I go to my dad and say, Father, forgive me. I miss you. Are you getting this? Not guilty. Who then is left to condemn us? Who is left to condemn us? Certainly not Jesus, the anointed one. For he gave his life for us. He gave his what? He gave his life for us. Let me catch up with myself. So, who then is left to condemn us? Certainly not Jesus, the anointed one. For he gave his life for us. And even more than that, he has what? Conquered death. Death can't even do anything to you. Let me tell you what the Lord told me. This is so good. we get so caught up on death and stuff, and we miss what God, the good thing God does, or has done, and is doing. He said, I know I said in my word, it's appointed unto man once to die. He said, but live my life until the appointed time. So don't be fretting. Just live. I know it's, I said it's appointed, and all you're doing is really Henry's pulling off that old coat you got on. That's all you're doing. You're going to keep right on living. I don't reason why that coat moved, because you got your arm stuck up in it. Well, when you pull it off, it won't do anything. That's what death is to a saint. I'm going to keep right on living. I'm going to keep right on moving, because I'm alive. Hallelujah. So, conquer death. And what? And now raised, exalted, and enthroned by God at his right hand. So he could what? So how could he possibly condemn us? Since he is continually praying for our triumph. You sure? So if there's condemnation coming at you, it's sure not coming from Jesus. Because he's constantly praying for your triumph. So you know who it is, that one you've been delivered from. That's the one trying to accuse you. And you just say, oh, nothing, shut up. Come on. Let's become some real saints, okay? Bold saints. Nothing, just shut up, because you just shut up. You're not talking about nothing. You trying to accuse me of something? I'm not guilty. I just read it. You want me to read it to you, just in case you missed it? Who could ever separate us from the endless love of God, endless love of God's anointed one? Absolutely who? No one. For nothing in this universe has the what? Power to diminish his love toward us. Trouble, pressures, problem are unable to come between us and heaven's love. What about persecution? What else? Depredation, danger, death threats. No, for they are what? All what? Impotent. To hinder omnipotent love. Even though it is written, all day long we face death threats for your sake, God. We are considered to be what? Nothing more than sheep to be slaughtered. Yet in the midst of all these things, we what? We triumph over them all. Woo! For God has made us to be more than who? Come on, let yourself hear you say that. God has made you and us more than, say, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm not just a conqueror, I'm more than a conqueror.